I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Shannon Feltis.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is You Are That. We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
We just can't.
Nope. Could take a cough drop though, because I've got a bit of a scratchy throat.
It's okay. It's going around.
Yeah.
We're all going to be a little itchy scratchy.
It's a little allergy-ish, a little sexy jazz voice. It is what it is. Sorry, y'all.
We met our guests at Alt Summit 2019, and all the artists that were there met up for a little drink meetup, and we didn't sit near them. We didn't talk to them. It was like a high thing. And then we go to leave and we end up in the parking lot for a very long time.
Like 2 hours.
Like to where their children thought they were maybe missing. And we hijacked their time and talked about everything under the sun until we realized that we had fallen in love with them.
I loved it.
And they were super amazing. They're back this year for 2020 Alt Summit. They have an installation and they have the most beautiful, beautiful setup of creative goodness.
Again, yeah, knocked it out of the park.
Super talented. 100%. And we will have on our Instagram pictures of both 2019 and 2020 works because they're so amazing. The husband and wife duo, Sarah and Matt Alexander here, and they go by Ringo's Girl and Stewart Street, and they are super talented.
Ridiculous.
And you're in our room.
You are.
And you're here with us. And we thank you.
In our hotel room.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And Sarah also has a sexy jazz voice. We're amazing.
Yes, I do.
We're amazing. We're going on the road after this, I think.
We are.
It'll be great.
There's something about hotel air that just, you know, the air conditioning, the whole combination.
It's
where
crazy.
You wake up and your throat is closed. And
you still got a podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's life.
Yeah. This is what we're here for. We're here to bring you all the talent that we can scramble up into our little loft up here. Our bird's nest. So welcome to You Are That.
Thank you.
We're going to ask you some questions and stuff, but why don't you tell the people a little bit about you?
Okay.
Who are you? First? How do you know each other?
Go ahead. What's love?
How do we know each other?
Intimately.
Intimately.
And forever.
And forever. I'm Sarah Alexander, and I know this guy Ringo over here because... I'm married to him. I kind of like him. We've been married for almost 19 years. Got married when we were babies. We met and I immediately fell head over heels in love with him and had to be with him.
I'm like crying over here. I have goosebumps. You guys, they're like the cutest, sweetest people.
You know, like the couple's goals, whoever you know can't compete with these two.
So. No. Who's the maker of The Notebook and Dear John and all those like movies about love
Nicholas
that feel.
Sparks.
Yes. Nicholas Sparks. You guys are a Nicholas Sparks couple where everybody's like, that's unattainable. I fucking hate that guy for
love
making
is
me
crazy.
Miserable.
Yeah. But no, it's really cute.
19 years.
Yeah. A long time.
We were babies. We really were. We tried to elope.
You still
we
look
were very
like
Dharma
babies.
And Greg. Oh, thank you. Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we literally
Dharma
were.
And Greg
seriously.
Reference.
That
we
makes
yeah.
me
no,
so
we were on
happy.
Our way, but it was because of taxes that we didn't.
Yeah, seriously. Literally. We were kids and we were at a party one night and we decided to, we had just met. We met in October and it was like
In January, probably.
We were like, yeah, let's do it. Oh, I want to marry you. And yeah, let's go get married. And,
oh my God.
But I worked for my dad, and like the accountant had it tax-wise where I didn't have to pay taxes because it was considered contract labor when your own child works for you. Mm-hmm. And he always told me that the minute my last name changed, so when I got married, I would have to pay taxes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, crap, my dad will find out.
Oh.
And then my mom, who did weddings, I was like, no, she's going to want to do my wedding and we're going to crush them. And so,
oh my God.
Yeah. So
that's complicated.
Do you guys go get like eloped in secret then?
No,
you guys
no. We wanted to. Okay. Our friend convinced us not to. And so we just basically said we would be together that next morning. We were like, that's fine. We can just commit ourselves to each other forever anyways. And yeah, we've been together ever since.
Yeah. So we got married that July.
Yeah.
I don't even need
two cute kids too.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
It's like kind of the perfect little fam.
They seem excited by life and then also very like respectful, like raised bright, good people.
Yeah.
And there's not like the snarky thing in it. Like you have them here with you.
Yeah, they are.
They're enjoying it. They are You're teenagers. Enjoying it.
And they're helpful.
Yeah,
they're so just, helpful.
They're awesome.
That is,
I know they are.
That is
they're
an so American awesome. Anomaly.
I
but
know.
It's because
yeah,
of your
you guys
parenting.
Seem like yeah. fictional characters.
They totally.
Were,
there should
we're
be
really
a movie.
Lucky.
Yeah, no, we are really lucky. Yeah. They're so good. So good. I mean, honestly, I can't take credit for it. They're just.
She's like, I don't know why they're so good. It's because you guys are such good.
Yeah,
you're such a good couple. You're such good people that you probably just like give them the freedom to be themselves.
I hope so.
And to explore and feel creative or not creative or like taking up.
Whatever
you guys
you do.
On your Instagram, I love it because you guys are always posting pictures of like nap time in your house.
Seriously.
Like the couch zone. She's like, don't mind the mess, but look at this nap pile. And it's like the house is so cozy and cute and there's blankets and there's just passed out people.
Always.
And it looks like you guys were just like having family day, watching me. Or you had like friends over.
I know. And poor Tate, everyone always comments that he like gets the shaft because he's like so tall and long and you always see him in pictures.
Over everything. Yes. That's true.
Yes.
It's all arms and legs over arms of chairs.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
Funny.
Yeah, just want to hang out.
I fall asleep wherever.
Yeah, for most of the pictures. Too, you're asleep.
Are you the one that's like, no, put on this movie. I'm totally going
to
watch
late.
It. And then like 2 minutes later, you're
and
just like softly snoring.
Oh, I know. It's a $20 nap.
It's a $20 nap.
Seriously.
I need to stay awake.
Yeah. Anytime.
Oh,
it
he could be driving.
She can
and
sleep through anything.
I can sleep. I've always been the person that I could like sit cross it in the hallway of a busy college apartment and just put my hood up and fall asleep.
I take like, stoplight naps.
Yeah. And I wish you would stop telling me this.
When I'm sitting at a stoplight.
I microdose napping.
I like the disco nap. Like somebody asked about disco naps where you just take a real quickie.
A quickie.
And then you wake up refreshed.
I can't do that.
No, if I start feeling sleepy, all my brain does is go, where's a bed or a hammock?
Yes.
Get me in that. Yeah. Let I need to get comfortable. I need to like charge my phone.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. It's crazy to me.
That's so funny. Yeah. I've had people say, because I joke about it, but he actually has fallen asleep at the wheel when we first got married. But I've had people say,
really
that's called narcolepsy.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
no.
Yeah, actually.
That is a little
Guys,
no. I saw a commercial about that recently. It was like, took me aback because I love being a person that takes medications now. I love medication commercials.
It's
hilarious. It's the side effects.
You're like, if you're allergic to it, don't take it.
Yeah. No, like, I know. If you've had tuberculosis, and then my dude's like, what is the thing with tuberculosis? How many people are running around who just had tuberculosis?
Just
like,
have
what's
it.
Happening?
It was that common.
It seems really common, but my favorite ones are like, I'm in a field, I'm pushing my kid on the swings, I'm at that basketball game, like, I'm living my life, and then the side effects are like, but you're gonna shit your pants and hate yourself. Like, that's all I'm hearing.
So true.
It's so scary.
Okay, real talk. The one from the like 90s and anal leakage is
how they did that.
Yes. I literally.
Baked Lays did the anal leakage for a hot minute when they came out with Baked Lays, and people were like, these are healthy and they ate a million of them and it turns out
they give you anal leakage
and people had oily butts.
I don't want leakage of anything, to be completely honest. I don't want any kind of leakage. If you put any body part with anything with leakage, it's not okay. No sinus.
I'm going to start calling crying just like,
oral.
I'm having eye leakage.
What is that? What is that? Retina leakage?
Retina leakage.
Right?
Yeah.
Tear duct leakage. Just makes you cry your ass off.
But I saw a commercial recently and it was like, do you feel tired all the time? And this kid goes, I asked my mom, Mom, why do I keep falling asleep on the bus? He was like a junior in high school. Why are you asking your mom why you're falling asleep? You should just Google it on your phone.
He probably would.
But it went down the whole line of like, I'm tired all the time. I'm doing activities. I can't play sports anymore. And then it's like narcolepsy. You may have it. It's more common than you think. So you should get yourself checked out.
What are they going to tell you? Sleep more?
That's right.
Like, what's the answer?
You should get more rest. So you're like, I'm literally trying, but the world keeps waking me up. Yeah, the light turns green.
They expect me to go. They're going to prescribe you something, but be careful because you're going to get anal leakage.
You're going to shit your pants at the park.
Fall asleep in the hallway or anal leakage at a ball game.
All right. Oh, God. Let's divide your love right now. There's no question that you two are the perfect pair, but I have to ask. First crush, first kiss. Yes. Tell us the dirt. Like, who was your first crush, Matt? Well, your wife needs to know, who was that bitch? Was she? Let's make them fight tonight. This is my goal now.
This is funny. This is so funny.
So, first kiss, I think, was a girl named Ashley, sixth grade.
Ashley. Where was it? How was it? What did it taste like?
Oh, I don't even remember.
No?
No.
It wasn't remarkable.
At school, but...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Making out in sixth grade. Were you still in elementary in sixth grade?
I was. Because
I was,
So, still in elementary school. Yep.
That's so naughty.
It's just so naughty.
Who initiated said kiss?
To be honest, I don't know. Ooh. I have such a terrible memory.
Oh, I know. He does.
I do,
I'll be like, we just had this conversation.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
This was Wesley Mills in the second grade. Ooh. So happy. But it was only on the cheek. And it was because a bunch of our friends, like, we had boyfriends in the second grade.
Yeah.
And a bunch of friends. Like,
because it's fun.
It was
like
you
collecting
bullied
things.
Into it. So it was a kiss because it was on the cheek, you know.
Still counts.
So, yeah, I think my friends initiated it, and it was right by the net in the gym. You remember those nets?
Oh, yeah.
The climbing
wall thing? Yes. Oh, those cargo nets. Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, second grade.
Oh.
But it doesn't really count.
That's cute, though. Yeah, it does.
That is cute. And yours was on the lips.
Yeah.
Lip to lip. It was. Fifth grade. You waited 3 years for, like, the good. You went right to the good stuff.
That's right.
So, sixth grade, though. So, like.
I don't even remember when my first, like, tongue kiss was.
What is one random thing you memorized as a kid that you still remember, even if it's so unnecessary to know by heart? Like, for instance, mine is my best friend from childhood's phone number.
Oh, yeah.
And she then transferred it to her cell phone number, which is awesome because
isn't that cool?
That's the only number.
It's been the same forever. She's had like one lifetime phone number.
Yeah,
I mean certainly my first address.
Yeah,
you know I still have that memorized.
Yeah, I think it was my dad's work phone number. And I still have it memorized, 7428377. Only, but that was his old work phone number. Because it's a small town in the middle of Wyoming.
Yeah.
So you don't attach the...
No.
We went to such a small town that the prefix...
You didn't even need...
No, you had the last four.
Yes,
and we would be like, oh, I'm going over to so-and-so's house. And our mom would be like, what's their number? And you'd be like, 2785. And she'd be like, okay.
The weirdest hotel room numbers.
Yeah.
Yes. It was just like all our friends.
So I found an old address book and it was just like 8220. And I'm like, I'm sure that's still their mom's number.
Yeah.
And
but
also, I know the beginning. They're all the same. The whole thing.
Oh,
no, the whole town's the same.
All the same.
So the town so small was like 2,000 people when we lived there, and our high school was like 200 kids. So everyone had the area code and the same three prefix completely. So all you gave out was the last four, and then you auto dialed the first part.
Crazy. Yeah. It made stalking boys in high school
I know.
Way easier.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, for a good time call, 2035.
Now no one memorizes phone numbers. I don't
even
know Dean's phone number yet.
I know.
It changed.
You don't know your son's new number?
No.
Creative brains.
Creative brains.
Creative brains. What was your favorite children's book?
Ooh.
Voyages of Dr. Doolittle.
That's a good one.
I loved it.
You like adventure.
It was amazing.
And Dr. Doolittle talks to animals.
He talks to animals. He travels under the sea in a great glass clamshell.
And you're like, I want to go to there.
It was spectacular.
So magical.
I love it.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was good. It was a big book. I was in like fourth grade and it was 300 pages.
And you're like, I'm going to burn right through because this adventure can't be stopped.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
I loved it.
You have a whimsical gleam in your eye right now.
We have your copy.
It was good.
Still?
Yeah.
Isn't that
I think we did.
From our childhood.
Oh my gosh.
Childhood.
Yourself from our childhood.
I think the covers are missing. But
you don't need a cover.
Yeah.
It's not about the cover.
You burn through the cover.
You're like, I can't judge you like this. And you tore it off.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Booked by a cover. Well played, Bond.
Thanks.
Well
played.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
I love that.
What is yours, Sarah?
It's by, like, I love to... I would sneak into the library at our school and read the original Jumanji. I loved all the illustrations. Do you guys remember the illustrations in Jumanji?
No. I don't think I've ever read it.
Yeah, the original. Like, I love the movies. They're fine, but they don't do the book justice.
Yeah.
But then I loved, in first grade, I read a book called My Father's Dragon, and it was a series of three, and it was magical, about this boy who gets a dragon, and I can't remember his home life, but he, like, sneaks on a boat and runs away, basically, to this magic island. And I don't know if you can still get it, but I like had to find it when we had our kids, and it's a magical little chapter book, and he rides on the dragon. You've read it with us.
Yeah, we read it to the kids.
Yeah. But I read it in first grade, so I loved it.
Your books are both oceanic and adventure.
No,
fitting.
Yeah. Fitting, right?
Definitely. He was in a shell, and you were on a dragon, and you guys met in an island.
Exactly.
And you found each other.
Yeah, I did want a dragon that could fly.
I wanted a dragon so bad. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh,
but Pete's Dragon,
totally.
No, it scared me.
Puff the Magic Dragon was the best.
I know.
And Streganona.
Yes.
Streganona.
Apparently. I just dumb it down. It was Harold and the Purple Clan.
Oh, I love that one, too.
We have it. I have a copy of that.
That's what I wanted. We all have copies of
it. Yeah. That was my dream of, like, if I could have that.
The artist in you. Yes,
I want to draw the place, and then I want to go in it so bad. Yes. I would totally draw your little village you guys made and go inside of it. It would take hours because there's so many details.
Wouldn't it be a great backdrop? I could totally see that. Like, created not just in the small version that it is.
Yes.
But blow it up and make it bigger.
I'm picturing it like a little, like, Scandinavian hillside town, like, with, like, a little river, like a little Viking boat in the water. It'd be so cute.
Yeah,
just, like, put it in the mountains. It's quaint, but so detailed.
Our childhood books kind of are our adult selves.
Right.
Like Streganona for me.
Yeah.
And then Harold and the Purple Crayon for you.
That's really crazy.
And, like, crazy adventure art.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. And then we all get dragons, just because.
Yeah.
Just because.
Oh, you're going to Oprah some dragons right now?
You get a dragon. You get a dragon.
I'll get dragons.
Dragons. What color would your dragon be?
Purple.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, hello.
I want all the colors of green, but pearlescent.
Can I have it like that dope beetle iridescent nail polish that I used to have, where it's like color changing as it flies, and you're like, oh my God, it's like an oil slug.
You get a mood dragon.
To match the mood ring you're wearing right now.
Then you'd know what was up with your dragon's mood, and you guys would be like, right? And he's like,
why are you blue?
It's like, right now I'm very hungry, and actually I'm feeling a little emotional about my parents.
I'm stressed.
My dragon's very deep.
But where you touched, the color would change because your mood and his mood
would come together.
The hyper color, sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the hyper color dragon.
And then you get off and it changes back to his mood.
Too.
Okay, so next year, can you do a dragon?
And can we do hyper color shirts?
That would be so fun. Can you still find those?
Missed out on that last
surely
night.
Urban Outfitters carries.
You have to. You have to know someone.
I found one on eBay. It no longer hypered.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. No, we have to find a company. If the 90s and 80s are coming back, and they've stuck for a little bit. Usually the trends come back for like a minute, but they're just circling through them because they're good. Those were good times, early 90s.
I could do without the high waisted shorts.
Oh my word, yes.
I don't need those in my life.
I didn't need them then.
But I wish I had thought about it last night, 90s dance party at Alt Summit. And I said, oh, we really missed our branding opportunity to make You Are That slap bracelets and just go slap those arms. Everyone would have loved one.
Oh my word, yes.
They would have been wearing them today.
Used to buy those at the roller skating rink.
Yep.
The promotion.
And I hit an artery. And it just squirted.
I remember
it was ridiculous. And I bled all over my grandma's.
Now they make them plastic.
House.
Yeah, now they make them plastic.
He said grandma's house. I'm like, it bled all over my grandma. And she was like, oh my. Why, I never.
And then she was like, but wait, tell me what your mood ring says about this. How are you really
I'm shocked
and terrified.
Feeling calm.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry for your misfortune. It's a really fun saying I just learned to say to people when you're like, I don't know what to say about that.
So that's what you say.
I'm sorry for your misfortune. No, someone told it to me because I was telling them about my autoimmune disorders.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then this happened. It was really crazy. And he just stopped and he waited. And I said, I'm sorry. That was a lot. And he said, I'm sorry for your misfortune. And it felt like he wanted to soft shoe out of the room. And also he cared. And right. So I let him leave. And I took it and I said, I'm going to use that. That's great.
It's so hard because he's like, actually, like me, process with words. You're like, I just need to talk about it. No big deal.
Well, he asked me like one question.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow.
Let me double this.
In closing, I feel like death.
Sorry.
Because cola almost just came out of your nose. Sorry for your misfortune.
Sorry for your bubbles in your sinuses.
Thank you for that.
It might clear up everything.
Yeah, maybe so seriously.
Like do a Coke sinus rinse.
You have
Coca-Cola sinus rinse.
What were your top three television shows that were your favorite when you were a kid?
Ooh.
Any age, cartoon or otherwise?
So you didn't have cable.
No.
I did.
She's just calling him out. But yeah.
Well, because you remember back in the day. Now we don't have cable, but there's so much you can watch on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Click TV, where you were like, they gave us like the big TV 40 channels max.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came in its own carrying case that was sometimes wood.
It was an actual piece of furniture.
It was furniture. Yeah. TVs were furniture.
Did you have the big credenza type?
We had the big wood bottom, just.
It was such a huge.
Like that orangey white wood.
Yeah, it was pine, but it was stained like 70s-ish.
Yes.
So we had one that was so humongous.
With the speakers
at one
attached.
Point, yeah, it was a big speaker. At one point, it blew out, and Graham lent us a little TV, and they just put it on top of the big TV because it was so big. Point. We're like, we'll deal with this at another moment.
This monstrosity. Sure. But those were the days where you called the TV repairman, and he came over and he changed out the tubes.
Right.
And that was a thing because we didn't live in like a complete throwaway world.
Right.
And they changed it out, and then you're like, oh.
Repaired the TV.
The TV box is back. Oh,
yeah.
But I'll never forget the little TV on the big TV, and I thought it was so funny. Of like, it was like, and if you sat too close to it, your parents yelled at you.
Yes.
But, it was so,
but you stood up really close.
Yeah, really close.
And it was impossible to move.
Right?
It was a three-person lift.
When you moved houses, you would move it, and the carpet was so, like, crushed, flat, but pristine. You're like, oh, but the TV shows.
I would probably think PBS shows, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
This Old House was always something that I loved.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that.
And that has definitely shaped you.
Right.
Into like the DIY, like, no big deal.
Sesame Street. Like,
Sesame Street was good. Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I liked Mr. Rogers.
And then TGI Friday.
Yeah.
TGI Friday.
That's classic.
Your Friday Night Lineup.
Yeah. We were just talking about TGIF. I love Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
We had Christine Lakin, who played Al from Step by Step, on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
And it was my fangirl moment because I loved Al. She played baseball. She was sporty. She was a little bit like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to wear a dress. And that was like definitely me as a kid.
Yeah.
And we just always just tomboyed it up and played in the dirt.
Yeah.
So we thought it was so cool.
She
and
was,
then
like
she was
our,
on the podcast. And I was like, this is
cheerleader. Yeah.
Oh. It blew my mind. Very good.
I love
TGIF was the one setup where my mom could wrangle four kids of varying ages.
Yes.
And even my youngest brother, we would watch Full House, and he was a toddler. And anytime the music would kick on or the credits would roll, he'd get up and shake his little diaper booty. The whole family was like, dance, Adam, dance. Like,
we
loved
it
so much. But he was obsessed with Michelle. So every time Michelle came on, he was just staring at her like she was a magic princess.
Yeah. It blew his mind when he found out she was twins later. He was like, what?
To watch things like Benji and...
What are your three?
I loved Full House, and I loved Saved by the Bell. I still sometimes sing the song where Jessie breaks down, and she's in her little...
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
The drug episode.
And I just can't. And I can't even imitate it.
I love how addicted she was to caffeine.
That was it. That was
no-dose.
Oh, no-dose.
It's so hilarious.
Yes.
She's on speed, you guys.
Yes.
It's no-dos, y'all.
It's no-dos. 90210 was another, like, big one. And it felt very adult to watch 90210.
Yes, I wasn't allowed to, actually.
I stayed awake and watched Melrose Place.
Pacific Palisades and Melrose Place were, the adult ones that came on after 90210.
Yes.
And they were scandalous. And I was talking to somebody, and I said, oh, do you remember Melrose Place? Blah, blah, blah. And I described it, and I described it very regally, and they were like, no, isn't that where all the, like, there were like slutty hooker ladies that basically lived in like an old motel? And I was like, I guess you could see it as that.
Yeah. Like, that was great. But when we were all bones down. We used to have our morning lineup where it was like, I would sneak out and watch Price is Right.
Oh, yes.
And Bob Ross. Right.
Yes.
And Little House on the Prairie. And then Bonnie would wake up and it'd be like Sesame Street time, anything in the morning.
Oh, Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. Oh, Fraggle Rock.
That's the other one I was thinking of.
It was Snorks. I don't remember Snorks.
Or the Get Along Gang that were like on a train.
They were a caboose. Yeah. It was animated caboose, woodland creatures.
They like helped
and
stuff.
And they were like friends. And this is what we like to do. Be like, do you remember this thing I think I made up?
And then we're like, nobody else knows about it. Did we invent this?
Oh, Reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Kids Incorporated that had like Fergie back in the day. It had everybody.
I used to dance to that.
That was the best. And you,
spell it out. Yes. Whoa, looks like we made.
One of my first memories of like being a kid and learning a valuable lesson was Kids Incorporated. And one of the characters was sitting outside of the basketball court that had the big chain link fence. And that's where they always like kicked it to learn something. But he like taught her a lesson. And I don't remember the lesson at all. But I do remember when I started in a junior high and they had a big chain link fence around this one bench, I would go sit there and like hang out and wait for someone to be like, hey, Bonnie, what's getting you down? And like teach me, like get me out of my funk. I thought that's like kids went to...
Because we were like
figure
six.
Stuff out. Yeah.
And after school special.
Yeah, right. And you literally just sat there and like no one came by and solved my problems.
Oh, what's wrong with me?
Or maybe I was like, maybe I can solve someone else's problem. I'm looking for the kid on the bench.
No one fits in a locker. Their whole intro is a lie and a sham. And I was so mad because they'd pop out and be like, hey, Bon. Hey, what? They'd like tell a joke. And I'm like, nobody fits in a fucking locker, man.
Some people do.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at our school, they were poor, and we had short lockers. Maybe that was our problem. We had short. I was like, they were like halfies. I would never fit in one of those. I was really bummed out. You couldn't pop out and be
That's
like,
probably why
hey,
they
friend.
Made halfies.
Well, probably.
Our school population was so low, we got two. We got a top and bottom locker.
Yeah.
But I feel like they made them shorties, so you can't put people in the lockers.
Yeah. That's probably why.
Because that's true.
We got all kinds of stuff. The laundry room was unlocked at our high school, and then they started locking it because they found us in the dryer. We found a way to hold the button and like tape it shut and get our friend Brennan inside the dryer with a bunch of the gym towels that were tumbling.
Oh my word.
And he would spin and spin and spin, and then like it would spit him out, so we'd see how many times we could spin, and it's like up high until it spit him out of the ground. The janitor caught us and then they started locking the door, and he was like, why would you do that? And it was huge. It was like a huge drum.
Why not?
This is fun. And then I think about it later and I'm like, first of all, it's a huge liability, like we could have hurt ourselves, but also like how expensive are those dryers probably to repair?
I love that you're total disregard.
I know.
Whoa.
The expense of it all.
Right.
The children. They have no idea how
much
they
have rubber
costs.
Bones, but these dryers, man, they're so spendy. We can't redo the track because these hooligans are in the dryer.
The dryer repairman is out for the day.
Can they just make a channel that has like throwback TV shows?
Yes.
Or like it, when the earlier in the day it is, it like starts as cartoons and then it gets into like after school. I love that we're like, you guys, TV shows, and we're going through all the different genres, all the time slots of every year we could have watched TV till now. And there's so much going on.
Do you remember that you just watched? Because, like, unlike our kids who are like, oh, I have this whole series saved, or I'm going to watch this and this, that you'd be like, oh, man, it's 2 o'clock. I guess I'm going to watch Leave it to Beaver because it's a rerun, or Bewitched.
All the reruns.
Yeah. Or they'll never understand. You sit with your siblings. You're watching a show. Commercial comes on. You have to get snacks. You have to run and pee. You have to, do all. And
there's
like,
no pause. There's no pause.
And they're, like, running and jumping.
And you'd wait for it, and if you missed it, you missed it. One show that we did watch that I don't know if we I'm allowed to mention it anymore, but everyone watched it on Thursday nights. It was the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
You know, so many life lessons. It was a great show.
Even with all the bad stuff, doesn't discount the writing and acting genius of everybody else that participated on that show. So, like,
seriously,
the show was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that was a really good one.
And all the kids, like, taught me valuable lessons.
Right.
You know, yeah, the writing was really good. That lineup for me was like Cosby Show, but then as soon as Fresh Prince became available, I was like, because it was like, it was so edgy.
Oh, I know.
It was hip hop.
I can still sing that song.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
She's like, I know every word
of
all
the songs. The only thing I like Will Smith in.
You would love the game we used to play, because we would play snippets of songs.
Yes.
And then you have to guess what show it's from. And
oh
so
my goodness, our daughter could totally play this game.
There's a YouTube channel that just has, like, can you name the, and it has all different genres. Yes. So it plays a snippet of them, and then it pauses, and then it gives you like 30 seconds to guess it.
That's
fun.
And yeah, all week, I've been singing Come on, Knock on My Door, like, all week, and goodness, I don't know why. So it's like all the shows we watch with our parents. So there's like, Starsky and Hutch and Three's Company, Charles in Charge. He was in charge of my life.
Days and our nights.
Exactly. Yes. Mostly the nights I loved him so much. But yeah, we named our brother Adam off of Adam from Charles in Charge.
Serious?
Because he was a nice boy, and we're like, we want a nice boy. Like, we want a nice, wholesome kid.
I always wanted to be on the Price is Right so bad.
Yes. Price is Right,
you know,
is fun.
I would always guess the prices. And Double Dare when I was little. Ooh. I would never do Double Dare now. I mean, where you could get up in the gross nose.
Yes. I would never on the slide. What was the game show with Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys watch that one?
God, I love it.
It had the big ending, like Aztec temple zone, where it was like glass on the front, and then they were like, you went through a little maze, and it had like crazy Aztec guys that would try to like capture you, and you had to like break out, go through a ball pit. That was the final thing, but it was like purple parrots, green iguanas, teams where they had the helmets
and
the whole animal thing. And they would like do the boogie board and like pull each other across the water.
Yes.
And you do those mini games until the end, and then you got to play the hidden temple.
Yes,
and if you got to the end and got the key, you like busted the relic open. We want to have a Legends of the Hidden Temple birthday party.
Okay.
And then construct the whole temple out of like cardboard boxes and have like mini games and like gold coins everywhere.
That's right.
And make it into like an extreme adult pair competition of things, and then have prizes.
Everybody has to wear a solid colored shirt, but we'll make like decal stickers to put on it, so they show up. They're like, you guys are
we
the
love theme
pink
parties.
Flamingos. You're welcome.
That would be really fun. Right?
Yeah, we could just assign them stuff.
We still need to have the full Oregon Trail party
with
the Haribo berry candies.
Yeah. Yes,
that looks so perfect. And then like beef jerky, gold coins. There's like the rock candy.
Yes.
You just have like a whole
this
food
would be
thing
so good.
Of random stuff.
Oh, no. Trading you three oxen, but I need several berries, please.
Well, I went to an Oregon Trail party that turns out it was just a Halloween party, but they called it an Oregon Trail party, and they did draw on a map and everything, and they were dressed Oregon Trail. I came dressed Oregon Trail, but I was dressed like a male settler because I was like, this is great. I get to wear mustaches. So I had like a whole vest and a cowboy hat and the mustache.
Backstory.
I just wore like mascara. And I walked in, and I had like boots and everything and like a satchel, and I walked in and was like, hi everybody, and did a weird voice, and then went in the kitchen and like put my like jug of beer in the fridge, and the host came in and like looked at me and said, who are you?
Oh my
and I
goodness.
Was like, took my hat off, and I had like red hair underneath, and I was like, it's me, Bonnie. And they're like, holy shit, you look good, because my hair's like balled up in this hat, and I just look like a dude. And then I'd have the mustache, but I'd give myself like 5 o'clock shadow.
I'm having a hard time believing you look like a man.
No, I was like, I look like a happy little boy. I was like, hey guys, I was like 20 something. And then, but I'd also brought things with me to trade, because it's a Oregon Trail party. But then I walk in, and there's like a ninja, a pirate, like, and then I walked in and saw these three women dressed full on like prairie style pioneer dresses. One of the gals was like washing out a glass and doing dishes. She like wrung out her hands on her apron, and I was like, they're getting into it. So I went up to them, and I worked at Icing by Claire's at the time. So I had all these like those bracelets were in style, the little beady ones, and I had a bunch of ones that looked like fake turquoise and like fake amber and fake jewels. So students. Brought them and like gave them to the women and was like, "You look beautiful." Gave them all these bracelets, they were like, "Thank you." And then I left, and they were like, "Who is that?" And they're like, "That's Bonnie." And they're like, "She treated us like she was a dude, and she was like flirting with us." And I took their hand and was like,
"Hello, my lady."
I was so creepy. I had a little gun.
That's the one where you had the pictures. Where you're like, "Murr."
Yeah, it was so much fun. Are you guys ready for rapid fire? You guys have to say at the same time.
No,
you can't consult.
Okay. Can I hold your hand?
Oh, no pressure. This is like a game show. Oh my god, you guys.
Okay, so good. You choose your choice. You can only pick one.
Okay,
soda or pop?
Soda.
Soda.
Romantic couples retreat or full on family vacation?
Full on family vacation.
You guys are cute.
Shower or bath?
Bath.
Shower.
Perfect.
Freeze tag or Marco Polo?
Marco Polo.
Road trip or fly somewhere?
Fly somewhere.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Summer.
Winter.
Oh, I'm loving this. Hard or soft?
Ooh, soft.
Oh, you guys are so cute. Yay. You didn't even hesitate or take it to a dirty place.
Perfect. Oh. That's because the kids weren't with us. They would have quoted.
That's what she said. So this dictates which tasty treat we're going to try.
We have an Austrian candy bar. It's called a Bobby bar.
That's cute.
It has caramel in it, and we've never had it, and it feels weird. We're going to crack a piece off, and we're going to put it in our faces. I'll let you start it off. The wrapper is really cute, too. The little guy has adorable. A monocle. The O is like an Eggman.
Yeah.
Top hat, monocle, like mustache.
Like a Mr. Peanut.
Bow tie. Yeah. He's right? Kind of like...
The planner's guy, like, right?
Yeah, which I think they retired him.
I think
so. Did they not?
Yeah.
Rude. Oh, it's cool looking. It's got like a poofy inside, little nougats all around the chocolate border.
Oh, that's cool looking.
That's strange. In the chocolate, there's like, it looks like a crispy bit. And then.
Yeah.
Well, there's not peanut, right?
What?
Ooh, peanut?
Peanut?
No peanuts.
I don't know.
Are you allergic to nuts?
Peanuts. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Crap. I don't know.
I'm not anaphylactic.
No,
I don't think
caramel.
I am. When they told me I was allergic to it, I literally had a bag of peanuts in my bag.
Oh my god.
I was like, wait, I was just
You're like,
eating.
I eat peanuts.
I eat
what
peanut
is
butter.
Peanuts.
You eat peanut butter though?
You want me to enunciate?
Shit.
With your cold, it just sounds like
bad word.
Sassy jazz girl.
Sounds like you're
loves
mean.
The cup.
Sounds like it's anatomical.
Peanuts.
All right.
Can you taste it first?
Ooh. I don't think it's peanutty. It's like a nougat inside.
Okay,
like a
looks
caramel.
Delicious.
Like a faux caramel nougat. Okay. It's a molasses-y.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be loud into your microphone with this.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little smacking.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like the guy on this wrapper, I'm going to be honest.
He looks like a fantastic egg. Mm-hmm. Like he'd throw good parties.
His name's Bobby.
What do they call it? The popping?
The crispies?
In England. He always brings home these. It's like crackle. It's what they call like the rice.
Oh.
The rice. What is it? Okay, the American candy bar. But then in
crackle.
England, yeah, it's like crackle. But then in England, you bring home the kids. It's just chocolate, but it has like the rice crisp in it. But they have it. They call it like they have a really funny name for it in England.
I can't remember
chocolate and those. But they have the best chocolate
they
over there
do.
Too.
It's
they do.
So much better.
Yeah, it's so much better.
This brings Mark to
Nestle is a completely different beast in other countries.
Yes. Yeah.
This tastes like the Nestle chocolate.
Mm. It kind of
know,
yeah. It tastes like it has that Easter chocolate.
Yeah,
but not the
glass.
Like Palmer.
Good Cadbury.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Very good.
It does have the sweetness.
It's good.
I like those Rice Krispie thingies in it.
I do
that
too.
Tasty.
I do too.
The Rice Puffs.
They call them like what do they call them in England? That name of those crispy things.
Is it like a general name all around, or is it like a specific?
And it's deceiving,
bar?
And I always think it's going to be
a generic term. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like Pop Rocks.
I was trying to Google
it. Are you looking
at
it?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Have you guys had flake bars before?
Mm-mm.
They're like...
Do they
look like logs or stick. They're like thin rows of chocolate. When you eat them, they just like shrapnel off all
over.
Oh, yeah. I hate them the worst. Oh. But they're very popular there.
This is like if a...
I thought it was going to be a caramello the way they advertised it.
No, like, but it's
Bobby
like...
fancy.
It's like if a Take 5 had Rice Krispies around it instead of pretzels.
Mm. Or like a Milky Way.
Yeah.
Meets crunch.
Like a fake peanut butter caramel.
Yeah. Baby. Like a carob in the middle
and
there.
And then covered with a crispy crisp.
It's pretty
like
damn good.
A Heath bar.
Yes.
I like
it's pretty good.
This is probably one of our better ones. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
This was decadent.
Yeah.
Do you want the last bite? I let it melt in my fingers a minute.
No.
There's nothing like it. She's like, I've been mashing this for a minute. You want it?
Tasty.
Delicious.
All right. Where can everybody find you guys?
Yes.
Let's see. Would you like my mailing address?
Would you like my home address?
I live at.
No, where would you like people to gently stalk you on social media?
On social media, I do Instagram and really nothing else. And mm-hmm. so I'm Ringo's girl. Mm-hmm. Named after, because I'm Ringo's girl.
You're so cute. So perfect. I love it.
She's just so happy. You guys, her face. You're so dark.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. It makes me blush. Like, I'm so happy for the love that's in your heart that pours out
I kind of
every.
Love him.
You're so cute.
And, how about you, babe?
And for me, yeah. I mean, honestly, Ringo's girl, to be honest, because I don't post much, but Stewart Street.
You've been really active here at all summer.
I have been.
Yeah.
Like, the You're most doing active great. In a long, long time.
So Stewart Street.
Stewart Street.
And Ringo's girl.
Spell nothing Stewart. Else. Spell Stewart.
Yeah. Named after.
We lived on a street in Denver.
That was Stewart called Street. Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great house.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I like the spelling of that. It's like classic Stewart.
Yeah.
And they post their creative endeavors in like a way that like you feel like you're following along and being like, God, that's a lot of work. It's so beautiful, but also I'm glad I'm not doing this. It seems like a lot of work.
It's just so labor intensive, but the end results are always like, brains are just so magical.
Like, really spoken by you too. You're both so creative.
Well, this just leads us into compliments. So you can sit here and compliment me.
Oh, Peter, you can say no, you're that when I say that.
Yes. Basically, yes.
It's the turnaround.
Yes.
This is the part
where we tell you why we are probably your biggest fans.
We're enamored by the both of you.
Exactly.
You guys are so great. Matt, you're very quiet.
I am very quiet.
But guess what?
But you're not really.
You're not. You get real chatty. You hit the right subject with you and you're like, hey, all right, so. And you get chatty. Yeah. But it's really cute because you do like the humble husband thing of like letting her be your flower and your star.
Dominate.
Like she's dressed up like super cute. She's all blossomy. She's got her hair all done. She looks like a retro queen. She's so cute. And you're just like, dance for them, my queen. Stand behind you. I will give you water when you're tired of dancing.
I just like
the support
when,
is so beautiful.
Yeah, and when she's telling a story about things and she needs to fact check something and she looks over and he's got it prepared.
Yeah,
it's very cute.
You guys are a very good team.
It's perfect.
And I love both of your brains. Yeah. And I'm so happy you found each other.
Totally.
And that we found you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm happy we found you.
And I with every Alt Summit, I would like to spend at least 2 hours talking about our childhood nonsense.
We can go play Marco Polo.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Totally.
And
eat some
snacks. Send each other links because now YouTube is full of links
of
old show intros.
Oh my word, yes.
And then we'll just sing each other weird songs all day. Yes. And one day we'll build a real life town
with dragons.
Yes. And cool little buildings.
Hypercolor dragons. I'm into it.
I'm so into it.
You know what else I'm into?
What are you into?
Thank you.
Let's go eat and drink some more snacks and drinks.
We'll eat and drink some snacks.
Yeah.
We will. And if you guys had fun and you want to join in on the fun, you guys can do so at patreon.com/ you are that.
Yes. Yeah. And you can find us the usual places of Instagram and Twitter at you are that and Facebook at you are that. And
we have a Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And it's full of nostalgia and TV shows and all the fun stuff we talked about. So we like to quiz your brains as well. And we're going to go have a nostalgic meetup right now.
Right this minute.
With a bunch of fresh faces and ask them a bunch of questions. Thank you for listening. iTunes and Stitcher, rate and review if you like it. And
5 stars.
Tell us what your favorite show was.
Yeah. Tell us if you like Three's Company.
Yeah. Three's Company, too. And we out.
Awesome.
Are you excited? Are you nervous? How are you feeling, Matt?
I'm good.
You're good? You're just super chill?
Let me see. This is our new. Ooh, what color? Oh. What does that mean?
You guys got mood rings?
We got
mood rings on our 1 year anniversary of dating, and it was so great.
Are you stoic?
It's all tell me what you're feeling. We decided to do what Bob Sharp does. Because his wife, he's really funny. He's the guy that wrote the book that put his phone number in the back.
Oh.
And he gets calls all day long. Love him.
That's
but he doesn't stick to a chart. He just uses it, and his wife's like, all right, tell me how you feel today. What does this color mean? And he just makes it up, but based on his mood. Yep. But our son, Tate, put it on, and we joke that he's always anxious.
And it immediately turned anxious. The color.
Mine's just go black. Right. And then I'm like, am I dead? What is the happening?
And then so somebody else will black. Put hers on. It'll be like yellow. And she's like, black.
I'm an emotional roller coaster, so I don't know why the colors
don't change. I keep changing. Maybe it's black because black is not the absence of color.
It's all the colors. Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Yep. Thanks for looking at it from a color wheel perspective.
You're welcome.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.